This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump campaigns in five swing states Sunday in a weekend sprint against challenger Joe Biden just 2 days before the U.S. presidential election. Mr. Trump rallies voters today in toss-up states Michigan, Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, while Biden focuses on Pennsylvania, a key battleground state likely to play an important role in Tuesday's election. Candidates campaigned in crucial states in the Midwest and Southeast on Saturday. A record 92 million early votes have already been cast in what is looking to be the biggest voter turnout in a century. The election takes place in a deeply divided country with feelings so heated that gun sales have surged in some areas. Meantime, coronavirus cases rage across the country and have affected many aspects of the election process. The United States has recorded its worst week of known coronavirus infections, with more than 500,000 new cases reported and a single-day record of over 99,700 new cases on Friday. The country has surpassed 9 million cases nationwide. The King of Thailand said, "We love them all the same," of protesters who seek to curb his powers. And he called Thailand the land of compromise on Sunday in his first direct public comments on months of demonstrations. The king responded to questions from journalists during a walkabout with thousands of yellow-shirted royalists putting on their biggest show of support since the start of protests that also seek the removal of the government. The palace has made no official comments on protests that began by seeking the departure of the prime minister before breaking a longstanding taboo by calling for curbs on the king's powers. Protesters, who regularly number in the tens of thousands, want to reverse changes that gave him personal control.